Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, Rachel, and thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. You know, I'm a big fan of the Atlanta United. As a matter of fact, when I first started going there, I didn't really know all the soccer rules because, I mean, literally, when I graduated from high school in 1977, the county where I graduated from high school didn't even have soccer teams yet. I mean, so it was a whole new deal. But you know what I found? That the entire Mercedes-Benz Stadium was completely united about this one thing, getting a round soccer ball into the other guy's net. And they found it easy to be united. Then why is it we have such a hard time finding ourselves united with the rest of God's creation? Well, in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 14, Paul says this, "For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us." Now, if you're wondering, okay, well, that was easy. That was Jews and Gentiles. Today, it's black and white or brown. And what's amazing to me is this, that they struggled with the same thing we struggle with today. And that is, we find it difficult to be united among the things that matter most, and yet find it easy to be united when we simply find a common enemy. Meaning, the Atlanta United, when they're playing other teams, man, they get on board with one another, and 70,000 fans all cheer for them as they are united against this one enemy. Why then can we not, as Christians, be united against the one enemy instead of each other? For Christ, as he did in that generation, united Jews and Gentiles. Listen to what this sounds like in verse 15. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from two groups. Together, as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. Now, let me be just perfectly frank here. What the text is saying that Paul has written to the church in Ephesus is this. If you are a Jew, everybody else is a Gentile, and Christ came for everybody equally, that we would be united under the banner of Christ our Savior. That he came, that he shed his blood, died on a cross, rose 3 days later from the dead, and did that, that we might be united as a people, as followers of Jesus. Whether we're black, brown, white, purple, green, orange, whatever. And to look at any other person and see ourselves as superior because we are some other color is to literally slap God in the face as though he had made a mistake, but he made no mistake, because in verse 17 it says, he brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. Friend, we all came to Christ in one way. Are you ready? We all came as sinful people in need of a glorious Savior. We all came as simple fools that needed heavenly wisdom. And as we came, God himself said, I'm going to get everybody level at the foot of the cross of Jesus the Lord. And it's at that point we are united by faith. Today, go live united in the faith of Jesus the Christ, because that is what he's called us to be and to do. Friend, thank you for joining us for another weekday podcast. We always want you to share these with the social media networks, and make sure that when you find somebody that needs a word of encouragement, a cup of encouragement from Scripture, just share the weekday podcast. I know Bobby and Rhonda and myself, all of us as we share these, are thrilled when we know that you're sharing these and making a difference around the world. God bless you, and thanks for joining us. Make sure you jump over to the weekday meditation for a little time of quietude and solitude. and finding peace and direction in your life today. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.